Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is John Sally.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
Everybody, and welcome to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I hope that you are enjoying your Wednesday as you are listening to us on Noon and Zone, WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key. And I'm your host, Richard Holdridge. Glad to be with you, and I've got a special show. As on the show, back on as a guest, it's been a while, but he was a frequent guest in the early days of our broadcasting relationship. I've known this guy for about 2 years, and then we branched off and we've done Georgia Alabama Sports Live shows. Thrift Behringer is actually going to be a guest on the Sports Beat. I cannot wait for that. And then don't forget that Thrift Behringer and I will have our Georgia Alabama Sports Live show tomorrow. And we just continue grinding and calling games for Georgia Alabama Sports Live like I did yesterday. I was back at Kendrick, and it seemed like I never left because I was there a couple of weeks ago to call the longest baseball game in Georgia Alabama Sports Live history, almost 5 hours of baseball. But this time, this was a little bit shorter. Kendrick did fall to the Jordan Red Jackets 19-1 in 3 innings. The game ended on a 15-run rule, and Jordan wins the game. They're on a 6-game win streak, and they are 11-7 on the season. I mean, we've had some other great games. Harris County sweeps Drew, and they are 10-13 on the season. They'll play Drew one more time. McIntosh ends up beating Northside. Calvary Christian sweeps Georgia Central Arts. They are 17-5. Pacelli sweeps St. Mary's Academy. And we also had Shaw beating Westover 11-0. High school baseball. Today, we've got Central and Auburn. You can catch that game on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We also got Opelika Smith Station, Glenwood taking on Marion County, and McIntosh taking on Northside. Hey, today is the par 3 contest at the Masters. Who is going to win the Masters? Because John Rahm, he won it last year. Scottie Scheffler is the odds-on favorite. I mean, if you want to go in the direction of maybe a Dustin Johnson, a Tony Finau, a Jordan Spieth, a Rory McIlroy, a lot of great golfers, but people are still captivated by Tiger Woods. He's 48 years old. He's almost 49 years old. And Tiger Woods still moves the needle when it comes to golf. If he is in contention on Sunday, then the viewers are drawn to the TV screen because that's how much of an impact Tiger Woods makes on golf. I remember 20 years ago when Tiger Woods was such a force because he was dominating the sport. And I do think that Tiger Woods is going to have a good Masters because he knows the course and he should be fine. I think Tiger makes the cut. But I think that he is probably going to shoot maybe a -2, a -3. He's not necessarily going to be in contention, and I'm just making this a prediction. But we're going to see him on Sunday. He is going to be in that red polo shirt, but he is probably going to be around 10th, 15th place. I think that that's probably what we're going to see. On Sunday, I don't see him being the top of the leaderboard, but I could be wrong. He could end up being at the top of the leaderboard, but I'm looking forward to seeing what Russell Henley does. I'm really looking forward to seeing what Scottie Scheffler does. He won the Masters in 2021. This is always a great event. It's a good course, and it also is a very hot ticket item. It's one of those bucket list items. that if you go, it's a once-in-a-lifetime event, and it's also one of those hallowed sporting events where it is very prestigious. And it's a different fan base between the Masters and the U.S. Open. In the Masters, they're a little bit more proper and golf etiquette. U.S. Open, you got your crazies, your fans with the ball cap on backwards, shouting once Tiger hits it off the tee, "You the man, Tiger!" And you don't really see that at the Masters. I'm excited. We have got tee times coming up for you. Oh, yes. I got some tee times for you. Group one starting at 8 o'clock. I don't even know these golfers, but Jake Knapp and Eric Van Rooten. Charles Schwartzel actually tees off in group four at 8:36. All right, Sergio Garcia teeing off in group seven at 9:12. Now the group gets to a three-man group. Tony Finau and Phil Mickelson teeing off at 9:36. Russell Henley teeing off at 9:48. And then Mike Weir teeing off at 11:30. Tiger Woods is going to tee off at 1:24. And another favorite that I think that could win the Masters, Brooks Koepka. He is teeing off at 1:36. Brooks Koepka actually finished in second place, tied with Phil Mickelson last year. Hey, the Columbus State Cougars baseball team get the win over West Alabama. And it was a great win. They win the game 5-2. And Columbus State right now, 26-14 overall. They get ready to travel to Americus, Georgia for a three-game series in a Peach Belt Conference series against Georgia Southwestern State University. Don't forget that the Columbus River Dragons are in action this weekend, taking on the Carolina Thunderbirds. Their final home regular season game will be this Saturday. It is Fan Appreciation Night, as they will be taking on the Carolina Thunderbirds, and they will have game one of the FPHL playoffs. It will be on the road April the 19th, which means games two and three will be at the Columbus Civic Center, and playoff tickets already on sale for the Columbus River Dragons. Also, by the way, the Columbus Lions home opener this Friday against the Amarillo Venom at the Columbus Civic Center. As the defending AIFA champions, now in a new league, the American Indoor Football Conference. Such a great time, and that is going to be so exciting. But the playoff opponent is set. On Wednesday, April the 17th, the Columbus River Dragons will face the Mississippi Seawolves in Game 1 of the playoffs. And then Game 2 of the Federal Prospects Commissioner's Cup first round playoff action at the Columbus Civic Center Friday, April the 19th against the Mississippi Seawolves. The Columbus Lions will be in action on the 18th at the Columbus Civic Center, taking on the Harrisburg Stampede. That is Special Olympics night. So next week, a lot of great events happening in and around the Chattahoochee Valley. Plus, we're going to be wrapping up baseball playoffs as well. All right, I got a rant. I don't get it. I don't understand why there's so much hatred towards Caitlin Clark, especially from these WNBA players. Caitlin Clark is going to make your league relevant when she gets drafted by the Indiana Fever and she plays that first game in the WNBA season. It's going to get a massive rating. I don't understand why players like Diana Taurasi is dogging her, saying that she is not going to pan out because she's going up against 18-year-old talent, and then she's going to go into the WNBA and play against grown women who played basketball all their lives. There is a once-in-a-generation talent like Caitlin Clark. I don't think there's anybody on the planet like Caitlin Clark in women's basketball. Get your popcorn ready, because May the 3rd, the Indiana Fever takes on the Dallas Wings. You think that's a coincidence that they made up the WNBA schedule to have the first game be the Indiana Fever? I mean, we know that Caitlin Clark is going to be the overall number one pick in the WNBA draft. By the way, the Atlanta Dream plays the Indiana Fever on May the 10th. I was looking at the schedule, and according to the schedule, the Atlanta Dream will take on the Indiana Fever twice in the regular season at whatever arena. I would move that to State Farm Arena, but they're going to be playing at the Gateway Center in College Park. Nah, son, that needs to be at State Farm Arena. If Caitlin Clark comes to Atlanta, you need to move that to the venue of State Farm Arena. They're already moving the game against the Las Vegas Aces to a much bigger arena. I think T-Mobile Arena, where the Vegas Golden Knights play, that's going to be played at a bigger arena. The Indiana Fever will take on the Atlanta Dream once again on a Monday, August the 26th. I'm telling you, got to go get tickets. Caitlin Clark is going to be must-see TV this season in the WNBA. And while we're on the subject of women's basketball, Tara Vanderveer has called it quits. The Stanford head basketball coach for the women, who just recently won a national championship in 2021. She leaves as the NCAA's winningest basketball coach with 1,216 victories. She is retiring. I think, you know, she has done such an accomplishment. I mean, you got Cameron Brink, who's probably going to be the overall number two draft pick in the WNBA. And what Stanford has done, I mean, they don't really have the titles, but they have been a sustainable program in women's college basketball, right up there with UConn and Tennessee. The landscape of women's college basketball is changing as well. But I do want to touch up on Kim Caldwell being hired as Tennessee's new head basketball coach. She replaces Kelly Harper. Now, Kim Caldwell is not a Pat Summitt disciple. It's hard to believe that Tennessee would go outside the box and hire somebody that is not in the Pat Summitt coaching tree. But that is what they did at Tennessee. I do want to talk about some spring games, because we've got some spring games in college football. The G-Day game is going to be this Saturday. Georgia, we know we're going to see Carson Beck. We might see Gunnar Stockton. I mean, we're going to see some of the new recruits get some playing time. Alabama, you're going to have the quarterback battle between Jalen Milroe and Ty Simpson. What is Alabama going to look like under Kalen DeBoer in his first year? We recently had the Auburn spring game. Cam Coleman, the former Central Red Devil, looked fantastic. 4 receptions, 92 yards, and a touchdown. There's going to be a lot of greatness there. And looking at the NCAA football schedule, because I'm going to start with Auburn. If Hugh Freeze goes 8-4, I think he's going to be on the hot seat. You look at their first 4 games. Auburn should have no problem being 4-0. Alabama A&M, Cal, New Mexico, and Arkansas. That should all be 4-0. Even though Arkansas has Bobby Petrino now as their offensive coordinator. I think the Oklahoma game is going to be tough. That is going to be September 28th on the Plains. And then they travel to Athens to face Georgia. On the road against Missouri. And then they play Kentucky and Vanderbilt. Those are all winnable games. Even though Missouri... that Missouri team, you got to watch out for Missouri, because what they did last year, making it into a New Year's Six bowl game, they are a very good team. And then Louisiana Monroe, Texas A&M should be a winnable game because that's at home, and then they play Alabama and Tuscaloosa. If they go 9-3, that is a success, especially with the schedule. Having to face Oklahoma, Georgia, Missouri, Alabama. I mean, you're looking at their schedule. They got some losses there. Now, as far as Alabama, I think Alabama's biggest test is going to be against Georgia on September 28th, even though that game is in Tuscaloosa. Yes, they do play Wisconsin on the road, But Alabama should have no problem against Wisconsin. Looking at their schedule, at Tennessee, at LSU, at Oklahoma, what if they go 8-4? Then the fan base is going to freak out. Georgia's got a tough schedule too, even though they're the odds-on favorite to win the national championship. They take on Clemson. That's a neutral site game at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, even though it's practically going to be a home game for Georgia. Taking on Tennessee Tech, Kentucky, these are all winnable games. Alabama, that is going to be the tough one. At Texas, another tough game. At Ole Miss, you just never know with Lane Kiffin. And then Tennessee at Georgia. I'm not saying Georgia's going to be 8-4, but there's a chance that they could lose one of those games, especially at Alabama and at Texas. They could lose both those games, but with 12 teams in the college football playoff, I could see a scenario where four SEC teams get into the college football playoff. Oh, yes, it could happen. All right, why don't we take a break? Let's go pay some bills. When we come back, I'm going to air the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge live show that I did last night on my Facebook page and on my YouTube channel. I got Thrift Behringer coming on. I mean, he hasn't been on in a while on the Sports Beat, but we just continue doing the Georgia Alabama Sports live shows that we've been doing at least once or twice a week. You don't want to go anywhere. We'll be right back. It is the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live.
Active Pest Control offers the best services and prices to protect your home, offering both monthly and quarterly pest control services, plus specific services like bed bug, German roach, and flea control. Even if you can't see them, insects are all around you 24/7. Active Pest Control wants to be the first line of defense. Active Pest Control, repair, bond, best termite coverage around. Active Pest Control, 34 Jefferson Street, Newnan, 770-954-9941.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Fridays, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in each Sunday morning right here on WQEE 99.1 FM for The Key for Help from a High with Bishop Daniel Hardaway Sr. of Redemptive Life Worship Center at 9 a.m. Hear the Word of God and soak it in. You can join us for our live Sunday service at 10 o'clock a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at Redemptive Life Worship Center at 2265 Highway 54 in Marlin, Georgia. Have a blessed week.
What is going on, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I hope that everybody is enjoying their Tuesday night, as we had two amazing national championship games in college basketball, and therein, 18.7 million people saw the women's national championship, which outdrew the men's national championship that only got 14 million. Overall, it was still a very successful season for both men and women in the NCAA. We have got a great show for you, because for the first time in a while, my guest on the Sports Beat is going to be none other than my broadcast partner who founded Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We've been doing Georgia Alabama Sports Live shows for almost
close to a year. We're actually approaching the one-year anniversary of Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. I'm going to have Thrift Behringer on the sports beat. And we are also going to have our Georgia-Alabama Sports Live show tomorrow at the Beck Center on the campus of St. Ann Pacelli. And that's going to happen right after the Central-Auburn game. So I'm looking forward to that. But I'm looking forward to Thrift Behringer hopping on for about 15 minutes and talking some Major League Baseball, talking about what we got going on Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. I got back from Kendrick, as I call the Jordan-Kendrick game. Earlier today, you saw that on Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. Jordan, able to get the 19-1 victory. It was called after the 15-run rule in three innings, and Jordan is now 11-7 overall, 8-4 in the region, and they will take on Kendrick on Friday at home. Some of the other scores around high school baseball, the Shaw Raiders defeating Westover 11-0. Shaw is now 11-10 on the season. Calvary Christian ends up getting the sweep over Central Georgia Arts. They are now 17-5 on the season. They got a big one this Thursday at the campus of Glenwood as they are taking on Glenwood. And we also had McIntosh end up beating Northside today 7-2. Some of the other scores, as Calvary Christian did win that second game against Central Georgia Arts 9-1. St. Ann Pacelli, they ended up getting the doubleheader over St. Mary's Academy 15-0, and they are now 6-4 on the season. Brookstone ends up splitting the series with Heritage. They won the game 6-4. Heritage did win game 1 4-0. Tomorrow, we've got some big region games over across the river in Phoenix City, Smith Station area. Central is hosting the Auburn Tigers, and then Opelika is hosting Smith Station. Remember, only two teams make the playoffs. Central, they are nationally ranked, according to Max Preps, as the number one team in the nation. They are definitely the number one team in Alabama, and they stand at 29-1, 3-0 in the region. Auburn is 1-0, and Opelika is 1-3, and this is according to Max Preps. Auburn did play two games against Smith Station, and they actually are 1-1. Smith Station is 1-1 as well. So you got Opelika taking on Smith Station, Central taking on Auburn, and you can catch the Central-Auburn game on Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. Northside is going to be hosting McIntosh. McIntosh was the team that went all the way to the state championship last year in 5A. Glenwood is down in Buena Vista taking on Marion County. And then we're going to have a huge slate of games, not only this week, but next week on Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. So, Thrift Behringer, I'm really excited about Thrift coming on the show. And let me tell you something, you know, because him and DJ Jones are going to be at Center Park Stadium on Friday as they are doing the pregame in lead to the Georgia State spring game. We're excited about what Coach Del McGee has got in store year one with the Georgia State Panthers program. I think that they are going to do very well in the Sun Belt. Coach Del McGee has done a great job recruiting. And then this is also Masters Week. And so tomorrow is the par three contest. And that is always a tradition at the Augusta National Country Club. And then day one of the Masters will start on Thursday. Columbus's own Russell Henley, who finished fourth last year. I am looking forward to seeing what Russell Henley can do at Augusta as the make. He was making born, and he also went to the University of Georgia, and he is going to play. I'm trying to see if we got the tee times for all the players, as we don't have them. Actually, we do. So, with that being said, and I'm trying to make sure, I actually have the Masters app where I can actually track the players. And, you know, we all know that the odds-on favorite is Scottie Scheffler. John Rahm is the defending champion. Tiger Woods, by the way, is 160 to 1 odds to win the Masters. Anybody could probably take that bet. But I'm looking forward to seeing Russell Henley. He is teeing off at 9:48 a.m. If you got the Masters app, you can track Russell Henley. And I think that he is going to have a great Masters. And I'm really looking forward to that. Hey, this is the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I'm really excited to have Thrift Behringer come on the show. We're normally doing a Georgia Alabama Sports Live show once, twice a week. And so along with doing the Sports Beat for WQEE, we're also doing the Georgia Alabama Sports Live show. And that is also being aired on WQEE. So we keep grinding. We keep calling games. And we just continue doing the work that we love to do. I'll tell you a little bit about Thrift Behringer. I've known him for about 2 years. I ran into him at a basketball game. And my daughter was cheerleading. And he recognized me right away. I was the voice of the Columbus Rapids. And I was on his show on Sports Visions. And he asked me to help call some basketball games almost 2 years ago. And we just had good chemistry on the air and built up a relationship. And, you know, and we're approaching the one-year anniversary of Georgia Alabama Sports Live. And I'm really excited about that. And what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, I should have Thrift Behringer here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We'll be right back.
Wishbone Fried Chicken is back in a brand new location, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan. Same great taste, the best chicken around, fish dinners. Open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dine in, take out. It's Wishbone Fried Chicken, right next door to their former location, bringing you the best chicken around. So great. Wishbone Fried Chicken, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A, here in Noonan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, sports fans. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time. WQEE. Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking 3 easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. My next guest doesn't really need an introduction. We've been working together for about a year. It's been a while since Thrift Behringer has been a guest on the Sports Beat because we've been doing Georgia Alabama Sports Live shows. I'm just privileged to have Thrift Behringer on the Sports Beat once again, just like old times. Thrift, welcome to the show.
Hey, Richard, how are you doing, man? Thank you so much for having me on. Looking forward to talking some sports with you. Can you hear me good?
Absolutely.
Clear? Looking forward to talking some sports with you. As you said, I haven't been on the Sports Beat, which I probably should, and I'm probably going to make more of a frequent appearance. But we do two, maybe sometimes three shows a week on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I feel like you get enough of me there. I'm going to let you have your shine. But appreciate you having me on, and looking forward to talking some sports with you here on this Tuesday.
Thrift, we are approaching the one-year anniversary. It's a couple months away from you creating Georgia Alabama Sports Live. How did that idea come about?
Well, Richard, you know, it's funny you asked that. I didn't even know I wanted to get into the live streaming business. Didn't even think that was something that I would want to venture into. I knew that people have been successful with it, but it's never something that hit me as an interest. I just wanted to do sports talk radio. But I had that itch, and I feel like I want to do more than what I was doing. And I started live streaming basketball games just off my phone, on Facebook Live, using these lavalier mics that I'm using right now. And, Richard, I remember messaging you because you had me on the sports beat. I got to know you, watching you call from afar while I'm doing stuff and still doing stuff with, as you can see, Sports Visions and DJ Jones. We watched you from afar, and I decided, you know what, I'm going to, back in 2022, I said, I want to live stream the Muskogee County Christmas Tournament games. I think I can get some traction. I did the Fall League. For CB Hoops, Corey Black and Bryant Thomas over at Pacelli had all players that are not playing football, playing basketball from 10, 15 different high schools. I was able to live stream that success. Did a few games with Pacelli, Calvary, even did a Shaw game against Spencer, did a Spencer game as well. And I was like, let me do this Muskogee County game. Got some traction off that. People actually were watching our lives. We had about 50, 60 people watching, and we were beating our chests, Richard. We thought that was a lot of people watching at one time. We had over 2,000 views just off that video alone. And when Spencer lost to Northside off the buzzer beater. And we kept doing it through basketball season. Led into baseball. Did a couple of baseball state championships with Calvary and Glenwood. Again, just doing it off my phone. And I decided to take it to a whole nother level, Richard. And I was like, if we're going to do this, people kept telling me, Thrift, you sound great. You're amazing. The only thing you're lacking is the scoreboard and the quality of the actual viewership, like the part where they listen and hear. Obviously, me and you got that down pat, Richard, but the point of having a scoreboard and everything else, we were lacking in that area. We met Toygar Isla back in the Glenwood State Championship 2023. Will be a year coming up here this May. He allowed us to call for Beam while we also were calling on my Facebook page. And, Richard, guess what? We formed a bond and a relationship. Mm-hmm. Toy Girl liked what we were doing. He was trying to do something similar but just didn't get the backing and the support he needed. And he didn't have someone – he didn't have a me, and I didn't have a him. I didn't have someone that knew how to do the production part, the camera equipment. He didn't have the voice, the person that was trying to go out and get sponsors and make it known in the community. And guess what happened after that, Richard? I keep saying guess what happened, but you know what happens. We met. We talked. Dana Barker, he helped me come up with a name. I was like, do I want to call it Play-by-Play TV? I was trying to think of so many things. And then Dana Barker said, what about Georgia Alabama Sports, GAS? And I said, what about Georgia Alabama Sports Live? Because we're doing live stuff. They liked it, came up with a logo. We did state of the program with every athletic director in our area. People started noticing like, hey, that was that guy that live streamed off his Facebook page. He's with Sports Visions. And when we did that first Glenwood Pacelli game, it exceeded my wildest expectations, the production part of it. It looked like an ESPN broadcast because of Toy Garden and Chris. Then we blew up in such a short amount of time. And only the second week of actually doing a live broadcast, the Spencer Carver game, which had the shootings, that blew up. Every TV station around our area was using our clip, Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You could see us in the corner. People started talking about, oh, that's that Georgia Alabama Sports Live. They were live streaming the Carver Spencer game. And we've blown up ever since. Richard, you did the Harris County game that got 6,000 views, and we're starting to see stuff go from 2 to 3 to 15. And the rest has been history. But none of this is possible without our sponsors, our supporters, and people that believe in us, like a Corey Black, like a Tim Fanning over at Glenwood, like a C. Smith from Calvary, Kendall Mills from Hardaway, Jeff Battles from Muskogee County School District. If these ADs don't allow us to come to their schools to promote their programs, none of this is possible. Then the fans that support us, everyone is gracious that we're there and nice. It's just been an overall whirlwind. And I feel like we're not even close to the mountaintop or the apex at all. We are still climbing. But I think the most important piece has been you, Richard. Seeing you do your thing influenced me to be like, you know what, let's start doing a show too. Instead of just live streaming games, let's actually do a show. And you pressed that because I was just honestly thinking of just doing the live stream of the games. That's it. You said, let's do a show. Let's come up with rankings because you started doing that on the Sports Beat. And it's been a staple for our shows. And we continue to grind. We continue to build and looking forward to what the future has for us.
Well, I do appreciate the partnership that the Sports Beat has with Georgia Alabama Sports Live. By the way, the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge is presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You can catch a broadcast Mondays through Fridays from 2 to 3 on WQEE 99.1 FM in Noonan. Thrift Behringer from Sports Visions with DJ Jones. You can catch him and DJ Mondays and Thursdays from 4 to 6 on Smooth R&B 92.1 and the Sports Visions radio Facebook page.
And I saw, and I know you pointed out, Richard, Friday, which we were so devastated. We wanted you to be there with us.
I really want to be there, Thrift, so bad. But
Dell
of course,
McGee.
Dell McGee and the Dell McGee era at Georgia State begins. I'm excited about it. I'm definitely going to be watching, and hopefully, you know, Georgia State is, you know, pretty much they're going to win. They're looking pretty good, and hopefully, what Coach Dell McGee is doing is he's building something special at Georgia State.
I agree. And you are Georgia Alabama Sports Live, as you just got done calling a really good really good Jordan team that now goes 11-7. They're ranked, number 7 in our rankings? Top 7 team. I dropped the rankings, by the way. We dropped them on our show on Monday. If you missed that, go check it out, Georgia Alabama Sports Live. But also on Sports Visions, I dropped our rankings. DJ wants that to start being a part of Sports Visions. So, our ratings are getting some love, baby. People are respecting it. And we got some big stuff coming up this week. And, you know, high school baseball playoffs are right around the corner, Richard.
Absolutely. You got the GIAA playoffs. The first round is going to be April 29th and 30th. The AISA is following right around that time frame. Around mid-May, we should have them wrapped up. We should have the AISA and the GIAA wrapped up. The GHSA is probably going to carry over till probably everything's going to be finished before Memorial Day weekend. But, you know, baseball is going to wrap up in the month of May. And then, you know, you got the Columbus Lions. I forgot to mention, you're also the play-by-play announcer for the Columbus Lions. Their home opener is this Friday at the Columbus Civic Center against the Amarillo Venom.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to being on the call with Rick Beach. So that's going to be fun. That's going to be a busy, hectic Friday. I tell you, I'm going to be booking my way up high 185 to I-85 to Atlanta, and then coming right back down to call that night the Lions taking on Amarillo, as I got to start catching up on all the stats and everything else, some of the key players in this, the terminology. I was like, Dana, you got to help me with all the different rules and stuff. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to being on the call. I got to watch some Lions highlights here soon for sure. Can't wait for them coming up on the Georgia Alabama Sports Live Show. When we do that, we got Damian Daniels, the head coach of the Lions. He's going to be joining us to talk about First Responders Night. First responders get in free. So Casey Smith and Lee Snow and the rest of the executives and front office people for the Lions doing a great job with promo, and looking forward to the home opener this Friday night.
And we are also going to have Tyler Redman on, and he's from WRBL, also has a podcast completely dedicated to the Atlanta Braves. If you are a Braves fan, you got to listen to Tyler Redman's podcast. It's called On Deck with Tyler Redman. You can catch it on YouTube. Braves did win 6-5 against the Mets, but that bullpen, Thrift, that bullpen is a little shaky. I mean, they gave up 3 runs in the 8th yesterday. The Mets end up winning. And then the Braves were up 6-0, and the Mets put up 3 runs in the 8th and 2 in the 9th. The Braves almost blew it. With the Spencer Strider injury, I think that the Braves have to weather the storm, but I do think they have the best offense in baseball. They're 7-3, but there are some things that the Braves can improve on, like the bullpen, and they just got to get more from their starting pitching, because Max Fried has struggled the first 2 starts. I'm really impressed with Chris Sale, but I just want to see another starting pitcher step up, and that bullpen has got to be not as shaky.
Well, as you mentioned with the Atlanta Braves, the pitching staff is lacking, but the offense has been on such a tear. Right now, I think they are, what, second in the majors? Or tied for second in the majors with runs scored at 69. Their point differential, run differential, is second behind Cleveland, who's plus 34. But, you know, it's so early in the season, Richard. I mean, we played all of 10 games. I do think, though, as I said on Georgia-Alabama Sports Live, the Braves continue this tear. I don't think the Phillies, you know, pitching, especially bullpen, is going to allow them to even be remotely competitive. And I don't see the Braves, if they get up 10 games before June, faltering down the stretch like the Mets did. They're made with thick skin. And I think this Braves team is on a mission to prove the last 2 years should not have happened. They're the best team in baseball and trying to win another championship. Really, I enjoy baseball at this time. It's nice to watch. You know it's there, but it doesn't matter until you get into September and stuff. And for right. the Atlanta Braves, I mean, even if they start slow, you've seen in the past couple of seasons, they've started slow. It went over 100 games each time.
Yeah, I know it's early in Major League Baseball, but some of the teams that have really stood out, the Pittsburgh Pirates, right now 9-3, they have the best record percentage-wise in the National League. The Dodgers, we expected them to have a good regular season. They are 10-4. It looks like Mookie Betts is probably a candidate to win MVP. How about the New York Yankees? 10-2. They haven't won a World Series since 2009.
Yeah.
But, you know, they get Juan Soto from the Padres. They got Anthony Rizzo. They got Aaron Judge, who hit 62 home runs a couple of seasons ago. Giancarlo Stanton. I mean, they have just a stacked lineup. It's nice to see that the Yankees are back in first place. I mean, baseball is better when the Yankees are relevant. And right behind them, the Boston Red Sox. This is the great rivalry in baseball. This is what everybody wants to see. I want to see a Yankees-Red Sox ALCS because I romanticize about what happened in 2004. One of my favorite sports documentaries is 4 Days in October, when the Boston Red Sox came back from that 3-0 deficit to the Yankees. It was probably one of the greatest sports stories of all time.
Yeah, and Bill Simmons, one of my favorite podcasters, he wrote that. Again, there's some good stories right now, but it's got 152 games left. Really hard.
Yeah, still early.
Get fired up about it, but it would be nice. I tell you, you know, everybody makes about the ratings, and obviously if you combine the last three or four women's championships, they probably won't even come close to surpassing the total amount of 18 million viewers that happened. But 18 million
unbelievable.
Is a subpar men's national championship. So even if though it was great, I was looking over the last 30 years, the viewership, 28 million in 2015, another 23 million in 2010. And then, of course, in the 90s, there was like 26, 28. But when you see that 28 million, that's the most we've had in the last 25 years, men's or women's viewership for a national championship. Duke was in it. Kentucky's also had some when they were in the 26 millions. The reason I bring this up is because, as you talked about with New York Yankees, for baseball and the NBA, there's a lot of star power in the NBA. For baseball, I think it has to do with name brand, like a Yankees. They need something like that in a World Series to give them the ratings they desire for. I think that's in all sports. I think as much as we love a good story, in the end, we like seeing the blue bloods, you know? We like seeing the top dogs play in the national championship or in the World Series or NBA Finals, Lakers, Celtics. That's what moves the needle in terms of ratings. It really does.
Thrift, the last time we did our Georgia-Alabama Sports Live show, it was on the eve of the men's national championship. UConn beats Purdue. Back-to-back champions, first time since the 06-07 Florida Gators. This UConn team, it looks like they're a dynasty, but do you think that Kentucky, which, by the way, just lost John Calipari to Arkansas, I think that John Calipari just decided he doesn't want to deal with the heat. Kentucky fan base, their expectations are way too high, and John Calipari knows if Kentucky gets bounced out of the tournament that he's gone. So he's like, why don't I take a step back, go to a job in Arkansas, which the expectations aren't as high. Yeah, they did win the title in 94. But who do you think would get the Kentucky job? They're throwing out names like Jay Wright coming out of retirement, Nate Oates, although he said he's staying put at Alabama. And then you also have Dan Hurley at UConn.
Yeah, Billy Donovan's another name. They're going
after, I heard that.
They're going after big time. They're going after someone with a lot of money, and they're trying to get the biggest hire they can get. And I honestly think Hurley's an option. All these guys are. If they're offering $15 million a year, it's going to be hard for a coach to turn that down with the resources Kentucky's got and the Commonwealth people who just die Kentucky and bleed blue blood. I think Calipari did the right thing. I think that's I think it was classy of him to put up that video. They needed a new voice. He needed a fresh start. It just ran its course. And I just think back to all those teams, man. That 2015 team, it really is remarkable what he did with young talent. They went undefeated, and they lost that Wisconsin game. And I know many people thought that was a choke, but the fact that they went undefeated that long, again, credit to John Calipari, but that was a team that should have won a national title. 2010 with Cousins and Wall and Bledsoe. Didn't win it. Lost to a very inferior West Virginia team and Bob Huggins. So, yeah, I honestly think, Richard, it was a good move for both. And Kentucky's going to look to get the best option. UConn is an elite team.
And, dynasty.
And this is the best team I've seen since the Florida Gators 06-07. Now, they're going to replace all five starters this year. It's going to be hard to go back to back to back. He may be able to do that with transfer portal and through the draft. I mean, but if he's willing to, if he's going to leave, I think now would be the time. Kentucky's a dream job. They got a lot of money. You're replacing a lot at UConn. You already won two natties there. You're going to go and lure. You're only one behind unless you're trying to outshine Jim Calhoun. He only had three. Now you got two. It would be pretty cool to see Hurley go to Kentucky because I think he'd be very successful. But these last two UConn teams, they have been incredible. The problem is nobody cares about watching them. 14 million people watched the national championship. And it was a blowout in the second half. It was close, but then a blowout. And 14 million, that's the lowest it's been in the history of the national championship. That is extremely low, Richard. And I know the NCAA, something's got to change here, hopefully, in college basketball.
Yeah, and we know with UConn losing all five of their starters, it's highly unlikely they're going to three-peat. I mean, I believe the last team to three-peat was John Wooden's UCLA Bruins. I mean, dynasties are very rare in NCAA men's college basketball because it's a turnstile. I mean, on the women's side, you can have dynasties, Dawn Staley at South Carolina, Gio Auriemma at UConn. I mean, they could just win multiple, three, four. It's just a factory where they just continue coming in. And I just don't see that in the men's game because the one and dones, like at Kentucky, they end up leaving for the NBA.
Yep.
And then you have the teams that, you know, are senior-led. Like, you remember Jay Wright was starting to build a dynasty at Villanova. He won a title in 16, had a very good season in 17, won a title in 18. I mean, I just don't see that anymore with NIL and the transfer portal. We're not going to see dynasties like we have in the past.
By the way, Giannis is undergoing an MRI on his calf. He may have torn his Achilles.
Oh,
that
my.
That would be devastating. But I'm going to be honest with you. In the NBA, Richard, my final thought before I got to get out of here. I don't think anyone is going to come close to the Celtics. And I think that the Bucks, even if Giannis is healthy, no one's taking them down. They're 16 games behind Boston. But Richard, thank you so much for having me on, man. Looking forward to being on in the near future for sure.
And oh, absolutely.
Excited about tomorrow. We potentially got a big, huge showdown going down on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Make sure to tune in our Facebook page in the morning. See if that's where we'll be. Thank you so much, Richard. I'll talk to you later.
All right. That's Thrift Berenger from Sports Visions and Georgia Alabama Sports Live. This has been a great show. Just a couple of updates in the NBA. The Atlanta Hawks, they lose to the Miami Heat at home, 117-111 in double overtime. Now, Trae Young is starting to practice. He might be ready for the play-in game. Look, they're already locked into that 9-10 play-in game. I would love to see the Hawks try to beat a Miami Heat team. That would give them momentum going into the play-in game. And I think that if they would have won that, because with the Knicks beating the Bulls, the Hawks want to host that 9-10 matchup at State Farm Arena. More than likely, it's going to be in Chicago. But like Thrift mentioned, Giannis going to have an MRI. That would be devastating. I don't think anybody's catching the Boston Celtics. But if Julius Randle was healthy, I think the New York Knicks could push the Celtics to 7 games because of Jalen Brunson. This kid is a superstar. How did the Dallas Mavericks get rid of him? Jalen Brunson, who's a high IQ player, played under Coach Wright at Villanova. He is a superstar, and he's the superstar that the Knicks need. They haven't had a superstar like this since Patrick Ewing. With me being in New York last week and feeling the vibe of the Knicks, being like from walking distance from Madison Square Garden, I know that Knicks fans are excited. Not only that the Knicks are relevant, but they can make some noise in the playoffs. The Knicks have been good before. Look at 2013 with Jason Kidd, Carmelo Anthony. I mean, they took Miami Heat a little bit to the brink, but nobody was stopping the Heat in 2013. But look at the Knicks now, and I think that they are going to at least get to the second round of the playoffs. Probably going to get matched up with the Boston Celtics. But yeah, that Giannis injury is devastating, which means that Damian Lillard probably going to have to carry the team, and we'll see what happens. The Knicks are only a game behind the Bucks. Do the Knicks try to get the number two seed? I still think that the margin of error between the Knicks, the Magic, the Cavaliers, and the Pacers, and look out for the Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid is back. I think Embiid could get the Sixers not only to win the play-in game, possibly get a number six seed, pull off an upset in the first round, especially if they have to play somebody like the Magic or the Cavaliers. But I just think the Knicks, that would be a tough matchup even without Julius Randle. Hawks are a game back from the Chicago Bulls. With a couple more games left in the regular season, we got the play-in tournament that's going to happen on April the 16th, the NBA playoffs. Round one starts April the 21st. And you look at over at the Western Conference, Minnesota has got a half-game lead over Denver. Nobody wants to face Denver in the first round. And right now, the Lakers, who, by the way, are trailing the Warriors, I think the Lakers are probably going to be in that 9-10 matchup with the Golden State Warriors. They don't want to meet the Sacramento Kings because the Kings beat them 4 times in the regular season. But on that note, well, you got New Orleans, Phoenix, Sacramento, all fighting for a playoff spot. This is what makes the NBA playoffs so fascinating, is the play-in tournament. And then you have like a number 7 seed that could end up getting an upset over a Minnesota or an Oklahoma City. If OKC ends up getting the 3rd seed and the Suns get the 6th seed, who are you taking? You taking Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal going up against SGA or Chet Holmgren? I mean, Oklahoma City is a good example of a good regular season NBA team. I mean, so are the Timberwolves. But I do think in the year of repeat champions, you got the Kansas City Chiefs that won the Super Bowl, back-to-back champions. The UConn Huskies, back-to-back champions. How about the Denver Nuggets? I think the Denver Nuggets are poised to be back-to-back champions. If you want to go over to the NHL, how about the Vegas Golden Knights? Back-to-back champions. I don't think the Texas Rangers are going to be back-to-back champions, even though they have done a good season so far. Or how about John Rahm? He could go back-to-back for the Masters. You know, you got that Liv golfer, and I'm very interested to see those tee times. I'm excited about that. I'm just excited about sports in general, and I'm going to throw it back to high school baseball just for a second, because tomorrow not only do we have Auburn Central, Opelika taking on Smith Station, here's Thursday's lineup. Russell County is hosting a doubleheader against Park Crossing. This is going to be a very huge region matchup. Brookstone is going to be up in Noonan taking on Heritage. Central is going to be at Spencer. Hardaway is taking on Chatco. And you have Lee Scott Academy hosting St. Ann Pacelli. Glenwood hosting Calvary Christian. Opelika hosting Smith Station. And so we have got jam-packed action on high school baseball as the regular season is wrapping up. I want to thank Thrift Behringer for being a guest on the show. And I want to thank everybody for the support you have given me. I've been doing this show for a little over 4 years now. I've had over 820 episodes, and I keep going strong because I just want to continue to grind and put out sports content because I love sports. I love talking about sports, and I love putting out the content that you deserve. Well, that's going to do it here. Thank you once again for watching yet another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. Hope everybody has a great rest of your night, and we'll see you next time.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
When you really need something to get you through a long graduation ceremony, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bursting Crawlers, the worms' soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors will give everyone a reason to celebrate. So when you want to notch the festivities up a couple degrees, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way for everyone to celebrate. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way.
This is Austin Black, and I am the host of Behind the Tunes. Have you ever wondered about the stories behind your favorite songs and the journeys of those that sing them? Well, each week, we invite you to go behind the tunes and step into the stories behind your favorite Christian artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
Hey everybody, this is Andy Christman. Join me this week for worship as I play 2 hours of the best in modern worship music from churches and worship leaders around the world. And this week, my special guest is Blake Goss of New Spring Worship.
See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. I'm making ways in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. For us, that scripture came alive because he did a new thing actually in an old place.
You don't want to miss a moment of this week's worship with me, your host, Andy Christman.
WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, home of Southern sports and talk, Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You can catch an episode daily on WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is a podcast that covers local sports to the Chattahoochee Valley. If you would like to catch a replay of the show, you can download an episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.